you like your picture taken?
Oh, not now, thank you.
Finding everything satisfactory, miss?
More than satisfactory. I've had a delicious dinner in a beautiful restaurant with the handsomest stud muffin this side of paradise. Stephen Q. Urkel.
Oh, I'm mad.
Oh, Stephen, you're so brave.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Stephen, you saved the restaurant. You're a hero.
Well, hero is such an appropriate word.
Well, you may have extinguished those flames, but you've only ignited mine. Kiss me fast and kiss me hard.
Not right now.
What's wrong? Are you all right?
How can I say this? I've been working in my laboratory for months, and I finally perfected my transformation thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Snarky Dimples. By tomorrow night, Steve Urkel will become Stefan Urkel forever.
Stephen, we've been over this before. Why in heaven's galoshes would you want to change? You're perfect just the way you are.
Oh, thanks, Myra. I like me, too. But the woman of my dreams fell in love with Stefan.
You mean Laura? The cold-hearted ice princess who wouldn't know a good man if he fell in her lap, Winslow?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm Steve. Got her name tattooed on my heart.
So I guess that makes me Myra. The old discarded dish rag singing the lovesick blues ain't got no man Munchhouse.
Well, at least we know who we all are. Oh, Myra, try to understand. You're a terrific lady. But I've always loved Laura. And changing back to Stefan Urkel is the only way I can get her.
But she's evil.
Now, Laura and I were meant to be together. Like, we're a team, a duo, a pair, a match, a twosome, an item.
I see. So all I'm left with are shattered pieces of my broken heart.
Okay. Picture? Oh, yes. gave up, Laura. And I warned you that this might happen someday.
No, but I was hoping that I could change her mind, or that Laura would die.
Myra, we have lots of happy memories. And we'll always have this wonderful night to remember.
Pay up and get out, fire boy.
Will you just remember this? Everyone else in the shallow world might love the suave and trendy Stefan or Kel. But I, Myra Boutros Monkhouse, loved you. Stephen Q. Urkel, the real McCoy.
Myra, come back! Oh, the tape. The tape. I do that. Yes, I did. Goodbye.
Hi, guys. How'd the bowling go?
Terrific. Say hello to the thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Mom, I did it. I did it. I finally beat Dad.
That's because you have better night vision than me. It's pitch dark down at that alley. A bat couldn't see those pins.
Oh, you just upset because I whipped your butt.
And Eddie was wearing rented shoes.
Hey, if they lit that place properly, I could have bowled a 300 game.
Yeah, with better lighting than a bazooka. Come on, little guy. Let's get ready for dinner.
Yeah, we already heard these excuses in the car.
Carl, you still want to see a movie tonight?
Sure. It'll help take my mind off of my brutal defeat.
Well, then look in the paper and see what's playing.
Oh, here's one we haven't seen yet.
Spud.
That's speed.
Well, who can read this? The print's all blurry.
The print's not blurry, Carl. I think you need glasses.
What? Me? That's ridiculous.
Oh? Then how do you explain what happened this morning at breakfast?
What?
You poured orange juice over your cornflakes.
A man cussed out on his dairy products and he gets flack. You want to see this movie or not?
Sure. What time does it start?
It'll start when we get there.
Man, I add some chlorodioxycycline to my bossa.
What does that do?
It makes my DNA reconfigure in parallel genetic structures.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, I add some hydrotriboroside.
Well, what does that do?
It turns it a pretty blue. All right. Now, I pour my boss sauce in here, and I'm ready to become Stefan or Ken.
Ooh, baby, come back to me.
My, aren't we eager?
Stop! In the name of love.
Myra, now what's up, Badger Cheeks?
Stephen, don't do this. Please don't leave me for the last time. I can't live without you.
Oh, sure you can.
I'm a proud woman, Stephen, and I refuse to beg.
Well, I'm sorry.
Please, don't leave.
Up your knees, woman. Get up. Now, mind. My mind is made up. Now, I'm going to step inside that chamber, and I'm going to keep stepping into it every week.
Keep stepping into it?
Yes, a small technical matter. You see, the effects only last for a week, so I just hop in every 7 days for a little recharge.
Oh, can I at least give you one last kiss goodbye?
Well, but I... Remind me again. Why am I changing back to step on? Time's a-wasting.
No, don't! Don't! I love you.
Minor, I have got a date with destiny. Now, step aside.
There's nothing you can do that'll make me move.
Shake me and break me, but baby, don't forsake me.
You like this guy? Girl, you are one sick puppy.
Woof.
It's good to see you. I'll put that away, man.
Well, it's good to see you again, too, Stefan.
Hey, it's great to be seen.
So, what do you think?
Oh, man, you look like you just stepped off the cover of GQ magazine.
GQ, really?
Strut it, BG. Let me guess. Giorgio Armani.
Close. Sears.
Man, you look smooth. If you stood next to Denzel Washington, people would say, hey, there's Carl Winslow and, what's his name?
I like this guy. Hold on to him.
Oh, I will.
Smooth.
Everyone.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Mom, you look sensational.
Yes, I know.
Well, come on, honey. Our public awaits.
Well, let's not disappoint them. Oh, and listen, while we're gone, don't spend the whole night kissing and groping.
Hey, I'll be a perfect gentleman.
I was talking to Laura. What are you having, Carl?
A stroke from trying to read this menu. It's just too dark in here. Harriet, don't move.
What?
You have a bug on your dress.
What? Carl, it's a brooch. Oh.
We've been married a lot of years.
obviously having a problem seeing. I wish you'd break down and get glasses.
Harriet, I do not need glasses.
The bottle of wine you ordered, sir?
Thank you.
Excellent. And if I may, sir, I would like to commend you on your superb taste.
Hey, when I see something that I like, I order it.
It's just not often a customer orders a $200 bottle of wine.
$200?
Carl, I thought you knew how expensive it was.
Well, I figured...
When I asked you why you ordered it, you said because it was a special occasion and you're with a special lady.
Well, I was probably very sincere at the time.
Are we ready to order the entrees?
We'll need a few more minutes. Carl, would you like me to read the menu to you?
Harriet, that won't be necessary. I'm not a child.
I'm telling you, you need glasses.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Who can read in this stupid dim light? I mean, this place charges enough. Why can't they spring for some light bulbs? I don't need glasses.
Another bottle of your favorite wine, sir?
No.
Hey, Grandma. How you doing?
I'm chilling like a villain.
Hey, Dad.
Hi.
You want half of my sandwich?
No, thanks.
No? Are you okay?
The last time you said no to a sandwich, Nixon was president.
Mother? I'm not in the mood. I had a little mishap at dinner tonight.
Mishap? You almost burnt down my favorite 4-star restaurant. Carl, honey, why don't you break down and get you some glasses?
I do not need glasses.
Oh. You think farsightedness is a sign of old age, right? And if you were to get glasses, you'd be admitting that you're getting old. No, that is...
Well, yeah.
Too bad you can't pull a Stefan.
A what?
Well, Stefan or Carol doesn't need glasses. But when he was Steve Urkel, he couldn't see Zip without him.
That's right.
Sounds like what you need is a transformation chamber. Well, good night.
And so the word says, no, I left my wallet in the other pen.
Stefan, you are too much. Hey, and I want to thank you for letting me use the transformation chamber.
Ah, it's my pleasure, my man. But I gotta warn you, though. This will do more than improve your eyesight. This is a cool chamber.
Hey, chill, baby. I'm already cool.
Rewired your chamber, and instead of cool, it's set on nerd.
Ah,
that you?
I sure hope so, because I'm wearing his underwear. I gave myself a wedgie.